Right now, it is time for sports here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. And we'll turn around and take a look and see what we've got here. Well, what we have here is the following. Deshaun Watson deserves a second chance, according to the Browns owner. That's after his suspension was raised. He's going to be missing 11 games. And I'm sorry. This is appropriate. He's not being kicked out of the league for his behavior. He is being fined, and he'll miss some games. I mean, what do you can't let his public behavior go on if you're a company, a visible company. You have to show some concerns. And if you or I had as many charges against us as Deshaun, or allegations, if we had bosses, they'd be concerned. They would want the public to see the fact that, yeah, you know what? They understand the severity of this, and until it's all cleared up, we have to show we care. Now, I'm not saying anybody's guilty of anything, but with this magnitude, and you're a business holder, and you depend on people buying tickets and coming to your games, you have to show that you're concerned, just as a decent human being. And with the NFL union going along with this, I think that was a smart move. So the team owner should just be quiet. All right. With that being said, good reports out of Utah. The little leaguer who suffered a serious head injury after being injured is now walking. And the quote from the doctors, "We are astonished and amazed by his strength." That's good news. Interesting story on the business side of college basketball, of football. The College Football Playoff Board of Managers is discussing a splitting from the NCAA. It consists of 11 college presidents and chancellors. There's so many changes and conference realignments going on that they want to discuss a new way of doing business. The College Football Playoff Board of Managers met and discussed the possibility of college football operating outside the scope of the NCAA and moving to a format with the CFP as its head, according to the story by ESPN. Over the past several months, the idea of college football operating independently of the NCAA has been floated, especially the concept of super conferences now emerging. The meeting reportedly included a discussion about making changes to the current college football playoff format before the current contract is up after the 2025 season. In February, the proposal to expand the college football program to 12 teams was shut down after the board managers was unable to come to a unanimous decision on the 12-team proposal. By declining to expand to 12 teams, the 10-conference independent Notre Dame cost themselves around $450 million, according to a report by ESPN. So once again, doesn't matter whether it's college or pro, it does come down to the money. Everything comes down to the money. Doesn't matter. All right. We'll go on to other sports. We already talked about LeBron James. He got a 2-year extension to become the highest paid player in NFL history. Not too bad. Not too bad at all. All right, in sports, you thought the Yankees would, after that big comeback win, the bottom of the ninth, grand slam home run, to come back from a 7-4 deficit to an 8-7 win, you'd think it would help turn their season around? And no, Toronto comes into Yankee Stadium and beats the bejesus out of them 9-2. Milwaukee over the Dodgers by a score of 5-2. In other scores in Major League Baseball, the Brewers over the Dodgers 5-3. The Astros over the White Sox 21-5. The Braves over the Mets 3-2. That race has tightened up considerably. Cardinals 13, the Rockies nothing. The Rangers 10, Athletics 3. Cubs over the Orioles 3-2. Diamondbacks over the Giants 5-0. Pirates over the Red Sox 8-2. The Rays over the Royals 7-1. As we said, the Mets are in a tighter race now. And the Nationals beat the Padres by a score of 3-1. So that, my friends, is a check on sports this morning. You're on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.